receive the word of God. Right at the back there, just wave if you're ready. Well, praise God. There is a great feeling of expectation here as Reinhard comes now to minister the word of God. And I know that we will not be disappointed. Let's welcome him. A good welcome to Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke.
Well, hallelujah. Praise God. This is already the last meeting of this wonderful gospel campaign here at Perry Park. I must say I'm very, very thankful to God for the fine, fine weather. Extremely reliable. Great is His faithfulness. Say amen. Wonderful. Hallelujah. And I must say that I have been here with great joy. And I am thrilled to see what God is doing in Britain. And in my spirit I see much, much, much more. The best is yet to come. Britain, Europe shall be saved in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. And I want to speak tonight about that wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I don't know what's happening here, but while I'm sitting here, somebody is frying steaks here somewhere. It's a real temptation here. The smell is wonderful. I just would like to say one thing. Also, Peter mentioned it already. Forgive me if I chip in here as well. We've got this booklet series, The Secret of the Power of the Blood of Jesus, How to Have Assurance of Salvation, the Holy Spirit Baptism, what it is and how to receive it. You must get these booklets. They will bless you or bless somebody else that is close to you. I believe that these are mighty tools with which God will build His kingdom in our hearts and lives. Amen? Praise God. Okay. Well, I've got a short gospel message here tonight. And after the prayer for salvation, we are going to pray for the sick. We have heard some fantastic testimonies. And in order to expedite things, I would like to say the following. We are going to listen to testimonies of what Jesus has done during this week. Some have received fantastic healings from God. I'm not the healer anyway. Jesus is the healer. I was interviewed by some journalist and she said, now how do you feel, you know, in the meetings with all these, you see, I said, I'll tell you how I feel. In our meetings, it's like this. When the sick are healed, then the people say, Jesus is wonderful. And when the sick are not healed, then the people say, Bonnke is no good. And I actually agree with them. Because if there is a mistake, the mistake is never with Jesus. It may be with me, but it may be with you. But one thing is sure, that Jesus overrules our shortcomings. Because He is faithful. And we give Him all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. So I want to say to those who have received already during these previous days, and have a special testimony of what God has done for them, that they already gather here in front before the testimonies are given, so that without delay you will have a chance to give the glory to God and we will rejoice together with you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm an evangelist. I keep on stressing that. Because evangelists preach the ABC of the gospel. You know, I'm moving through the world, from country to country, from Indonesia to Argentina, from Africa to Europe. Next week I will be in Kiev in the Ukraine. So we are moving all the time preaching the gospel. And I always have fresh congregations. So I am repeating the ABC of the gospel because this is necessary for people to pass from death to life and from the power of Satan unto the power of God. There is no other way. And I want to read a scripture tonight, a very unpopular scripture, allow me to say. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And those who criticize the Bible, I don't mind. It's their own sin, but it's not mine. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I want to briefly, quickly read the story to you of the rich man and Lazarus. It came out of the mouth of Jesus. And because Jesus said it, that's why it's no fairy tale. Say amen. Amen. We are Bible-believing Christians. And because we believe the Bible, that's why we preach it in its entirety. Jesus is speaking here and he says, there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, the one rise from the dead. Amen. Wow. This, I said, is to some people a very unpopular scripture because it speaks about hell. I will preach on it anyway because this scripture is going to show to you the love of God like almost no other scripture. Because we only know what light is when we see light against the background of darkness. And this is what Jesus did. Listen, all what we know about hell in the Bible, almost everything we know from Jesus. As a matter of fact, if you believe it or not, but it is a fact. Jesus spoke more about hell than he spoke about heaven. It is also true that Jesus didn't go around and said, repent, for the kingdom of hell is at hand. No, he didn't say that. He went around and he preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God's purpose is always to save people. God's purpose is always to lead from death to life. And I repeat, from the power of Satan unto God. Amen? Somebody said to me, don't preach about hell. This is not to be preached on in our time. We are all educated. Well, I don't know how anybody can say such a foolish thing. Are you then greater than Jesus Christ to speak such words? Jesus is above us all. Amen? And what he says is right and must be right. Now, let me just analyze the words that I've just read. The story of the rich man and Lazarus. And I just have one question in my mind that I would like an answer on. And I find that other people also have the same question. This is the question. I would like to know, very personally and very privately, one thing. What made that man go to hell? Because whatever that the sin of that man was, I do not want to commit. So, if we don't want to go where he has gone, we need to know what he did wrong and what we should not do wrong, what we must do right in order to go to heaven. Amen? Now, let me just look at him. I've got a short message here today, but I tell you, the Holy Spirit is going to do some sharp shooting here. Let me just look at it. It says here, this man was a rich man. Verse 19, he was a rich man. And I said to myself, was maybe his riches, his sin, that made that man go to hell? And I would say, no, that was not sinful. His riches were not the reason why this man got eternally lost. If God has blessed you financially, materially, well, give to your family what belongs to your family. But you should also give to God what belongs to God. And I believe then riches can be a great blessing. Amen. We can build with these earthly riches God's glorious kingdom here on earth to cover the earth with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that was not a sin. Okay, I'm satisfied. Then we read here again. He was a rich man, it says. Then it says here, he clothed himself in purple and fine linen. This man was a fashion freak. He clothed himself in purple and fine linen. Maybe he had a few hundred silk suits in his palace. All crazy stuff. And he just loved the latest fashion. Was that maybe a sin that made him go to hell? The answer again is no. Thank God when people are clothed and dressed. I think that's what one should say today, nowadays. At least he dressed himself. Amen. No, I don't think so. Whether you wear blue, or whether you wear pink, or whether you wear Chanel, or whether you wear Azaro, or whatever you wear, that is up to you. That is absolutely immaterial. That was not the sin that made this man go to hell. There was one other point. It says here, he fared sumptuously every day. Now that's deep English. That means this man was a glutton. That's deeper still. You know, maybe this man, he roasted a whole ox for him every day. Roasting and toasting and eating and just living out of fullness. Was that a sin that made that man go to hell? And the answer again is no. No, it's not. I mean, Jesus taught us to pray for our daily bread. Aren't we thankful that we have our daily bread? Let's pray for those who haven't got their daily bread and help them to have their daily bread. No, thank God that we don't need to starve. So this was all fine. This was all fine. So why on earth, I should say, why in hell did this man go to hell? I'll tell you, I found it and now it's getting serious. I found it, as a matter of fact, I tell you the truth, a footnote in my German Bible just put me on the right track. How many of you want to know why that man got eternally lost? Amen. Listen now. The clue we have in verse 30. And before I read it, I quickly need to give you the background. This man, this rich man, right in front of his door, the Bible says there was Lazarus, a poor man, sick man, lying. He had no food. He had no medicine. He was dying. And then Jesus said, one day the beggar died. Lazarus died. And he was carried by the angels of God to paradise. And then the Bible said the same day, the rich man also died. And then Jesus said that he lifted up his eyes in hell. And when he was there, strangely but truly, according to the words of Jesus, he could see right into paradise. And there he saw Father Abraham. And there he saw that beggar who had been lying in front of his door. He saw him in the arms of Abraham being comforted. And he was in torment in the flames of fire. And then a conversation began to develop between the rich man in hell and Abraham in paradise. And that man cried to Abraham and he said, if you can't help me, I beg you for one thing. Let somebody rise from the dead and go back to my brothers on earth and knock on their doors and say to them, greetings from your brother in hell. Please don't commit the same sin that he has committed, that you don't go to the same place where your brother is now. And then Abraham said, no, that is not possible. They have Moses and the prophets, which means they have the Bible. They have the Word of God. And if they don't believe the Word of God, they will never believe if somebody rises from the dead. And then verse 30 comes. And now listen. And he said, No, Father Abraham. And then I knew it. There was a no in the life of that lost man. Now in death, he said no to Abraham. But in life, he said no to Jesus. And this no to Jesus here in life, a no to Jesus, a possible no to Jesus here today at Perry Park is the damning sin that will make people go lost for time and eternity. Without Jesus and his salvation, we are lost. With Jesus and his glorious salvation, we are saved. We are saved. We are saved. Listen, I want to come to a very important point now. You may have never thought about it, but it is a fact. People are not going to hell because they are sinners. Are you listening? Please listen. People will not go to hell because they are sinners. The Bible says that we were all born in sin. We don't sin, we are not sinners because we committed a couple of sins. But we are committing sins because we were born sinners. So God will cast nobody to hell because he is a sinner. But only because people refuse the Savior. That's the only reason. It's not a matter of big sins. It's not a matter of small sins. It's a matter of having Jesus or having not Jesus. It's a matter of saying yes to Jesus or no to Jesus. That is the whole difference. The no of that man was that damning sin that made him go eternally lost. I tell you one thing. If a man is drowning in a lake, amen. You know, once I met in Germany, I met a student from the university. He listened to my preaching. And he came to me afterwards. And he said to me, "Preacher, I hope you have got plenty of time for me. I've got here a list with 1,000 questions. I said, "Oh my goodness." I said, "All right." I wanted to speak to him. But then I saw that that list was already worn out on the edges, you call it. Huh? Frayed around the edges. I'm learning English here. Frayed around the edges, you know. Then I thought by myself, hey. I said, "Listen, young man. To how many people have you already given your catalog of 1,000 questions?" "Oh," he said, "a couple of dozen." You know, he actually wasn't interested in any answer. He just wanted to extend his catalog of questions. And then I said to him, "Young man, if you are drowning in a deep pit of water, you cannot swim. And I am standing on the edge, on the bank up there. And you cry, 'Help, I'm drowning.' And I throw the lifeline to you. And I shout back to you and say, 'Take the lifeline so that you can be saved.' But you, with your last breath, say, 'I only take the lifeline if you first answer my 1,000 questions. I said, "Young man, then you don't drown because you are in the water. You drown because you are stupid." Isn't that true? I said to him, "Listen, do it the other way around. First take the lifeline. First receive this Savior. First find salvation in Jesus Christ. And then for my sake, ask all your questions afterwards." I think they will answer. They will be answered by themselves. Say amen. Hallelujah. I want to stress this point. Young people, old people, whoever you are, nobody will be in hell because he is a sinner. But people will be lost because they refuse salvation through Jesus Christ. And that's why I want to urge you, say yes to Jesus. That will make the difference for time and eternity. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes when I think of the cross of Calvary, you know what I feel that it is? It's something like the last security barrier just in front of the bottomless pit. Today you are here confronted with the crucified Christ who died for you. Jesus on the cross spread his arms out for everybody. What did he want to indicate? I believe he stretched his arms out to stop people from running into a lost eternity. Amen. If you evade the cross of Calvary, if you evade Jesus Christ the Savior, behind Calvary, there is nothing that will ever stop you. Nothing is there anymore to stop you. Therefore, I urge you, in the name of Jesus, say yes to Jesus. This is the key to heaven. People who say no to Jesus have the key to hell. This is serious. Listen. This no to Jesus is the biggest foolishness a human being can commit in the world. No to Jesus. No to Jesus, to the only one who loves you with Calvary love. Who loved you enough to die for you. Who died for you that you may live forever. Say yes to Jesus. Say yes to Jesus. Say yes to Jesus. And your yes to Jesus must at the same time be a no to sin. You know, when people get used to say no to Jesus, that no becomes chronical. A chronical no. I've got a watch that is shockproof. I know some people that are gospel proof. They have heard the gospel so often, and have never said yes to Jesus, but have never responded to the love of Jesus. And the more you hear the gospel without saying yes to Jesus, the harder the heart gets. And in the end, they can almost say yes to anything. Not yes to God, not yes to God's word, not yes to God's kingdom, not yes to God's church, to nothing. No, Father Abraham, that man shouted in hell. This is serious, but it is true. Chronicle, no. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit is here right now. And you hear the word of Calvary and the word of God's love. Say yes to Jesus. I urge you, say yes to Jesus. Say yes to Jesus. I've got one more point, which is very important. Please listen. Please listen. I wondered why this rich man kept on calling on Abraham all the time. Abraham, Abraham, Abraham. Forever Abraham. And I said to myself, now, this is strange. Nowhere in the Bible are we told to pray to Abraham or somebody else. We worship God. We call on the name of the Son of God. And he is the only mediator between God and man. We call on the name of Jesus. Now why did this man always call on Abraham? Abraham, Abraham, Abraham. I'm going to make a statement now. And then I'm going to explain what I mean. Please listen carefully. the name of Jesus in order to be saved is not known in hell. I repeat that. The name of Jesus in order to be saved is not known in hell. Amen. Just imagine what happens. Let me draw a picture. Allow me to do so. Just imagine somebody is dying here on earth who said no to Jesus. And next moment he arrives in Hades or hell. Everybody down there is running to him with only one question and saying, listen, can you remember the name by which we can be saved? He may say, yes, I know that name. One day I was at Perry Park and I heard that preacher shout that name. I was offended by his style of preaching. I didn't want to receive that name, salvation in that name. But I know it because it bothered me so much. Hang on, I will know the name. It's coming to my mind in a moment. Just wait. I have forgotten the name in which I can be saved. I have forgotten. Somebody else arrives. Everybody runs to him and say, do you know the name by which we can be saved? Yes, she says. I know that name. My parents prayed in that name. When I came home on Sunday mornings, 2:00 in the morning, and I was sneaking into my bedroom and I passed my parents' bedroom door. I heard them pray loud. I heard them pray to God for me in that name. I resisted it. But remember, I should know it because my parents kept on hammering that name away. I forgot it. I can't remember. And so it goes on. So it goes on. I tell you one thing. I have a desire in my heart to do one thing right here, right now. I want to shout that name across Perry Park. The only name by which you can be saved. Hallelujah. And I pray that when I do it, that the Holy Spirit may burn it into your heart. Listen. The only name in which people can find salvation. The only name is the wonderful name, the glorious name, the matchless name of Jesus. 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 Shout it together with me. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Give a big hand for Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus has come to seek and to save the lost. Jesus has come to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus has come to set the captives free. Jesus is here to heal the sick. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Last week I preached in Germany in the Ruhr Valley. There is a pastor. He was a former hippie and drug addict. And I said to him, how did you get saved? He said to me, Reinhard, shall I tell you? He said, I watched how the devil came to pick up my uncle. I said, what happened? He said, my uncle was against God, against Bible, against church. He said it was an obsession. Half his life, he changed his will, his last will, almost every week, he said, because he said, my uncle had that obsession that the church may inherit all his money. He said, and then one day, as I visited him regularly, one day I came to him. He said, and I saw him with big eyes pacing up and down. He pacing up and down. And he said to me, I'm going to die. I know I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And he was full of fear, full of fear. He said, a little later I came back and I saw him lie on the ground. He said, when I saw that man, my uncle, lie there, he said, I knew Satan in person must have come to collect him. And that shocked him. Today, no devil will come to collect you. Jesus is here. Jesus. Say amen. Jesus. 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 Name above all names. The wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let me read one scripture to you from Acts chapter 4. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, but the name of Jesus. This is the greatest message human ears can hear. Jesus saves. Salvation means that human failure is not final. Jesus loves you. He's not offended by your sin. He invites you to come to him because he already died for your sin. He carried your sin and the penalty for your and my sin and all our sins. And therefore his arms are now open. And he says, he that comes to me, I will under no circumstances refuse. Say amen. Isn't that wonderful? This is wonderful. I want to challenge all backsliders. There is no such thing as a 50-50 Christian. Either we are completely saved or completely lost. If somebody falls into the water and afterwards somebody says that man was almost saved, what does it mean? It means he is stone dead. And almost saved means to be lost. I urge you, come and say yes to Jesus and mean it, and you shall receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, where you fell yesterday and where you fell this morning, you're going to stand in victory as from now, as tomorrow, next week, next year, until Jesus takes you home. Hallelujah. 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 Say yes to Jesus. That is the message. I think the first day I mentioned this, but I take the liberty to repeat this. A man without Jesus Christ is like somebody who jumps out of an aeroplane and keeps on falling with an unopened parachute. is falling mighty fast. A man without Jesus is just like that. He keeps on falling. He keeps on falling. He keeps on falling. But there's one way to escape the fall to death. There is something on his back called a parachute, and something close to his hand called a ripcord. And when he pulls that ripcord with a bang, the parachute unfolds. The fall is stopping. Instead of falling, he is now sailing. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. I found that ripcord in the Bible. And I want to put that ripcord into your hand tonight. Romans chapter 10 verse 13. He who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus saves. Are you happy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do you call? How do you pull that ripcord? You call on the name of Jesus for salvation. Jesus makes it easy, not difficult. Jesus wants that every man shall be saved, because the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. So, in a moment or two, I want you to respond by pulling that ripcord which God has put into your hand. Call upon the name of Jesus. Shout, Jesus, save my soul. And if you just whisper it or shout it from the bottom of your heart, heaven will not remain silent. Jesus will respond. Amen. And I'll tell you, this act of God in your life, this salvation that He gives to you, will make the difference between night and light, death and life, hell and heaven. Say yes to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The damning sin of that man was to say no to Jesus. I don't want to make that mistake. I want to say yes to Jesus. I said yes myself long ago. And that's why I speak from practical experience. It works. It really works. It's wonderful to serve Jesus. It's wonderful to follow Him. I feel such a powerful salvation anointing over this crowd. We are now going to pull that ripcord. We are now going to call on the name of Jesus for salvation. And I'll tell you, you will know tonight, although it's getting dark physically, that the light of life has been switched on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Young people, say yes to Jesus. You've got nothing to lose. You can only gain. Jesus is the joy of living. Amen. Amen. Jesus is the joy of living. Praise God. I enjoyed the testimony of Helen. How wonderful. Jesus saves everybody who calls on the name of the Lord. Jesus will save you now. I know it. I had the privilege to pray with millions upon millions of people who wanted to call on the name of the Lord. Tonight it's my privilege to kind of take you by the hand and say, come, come to Jesus. He loves you and He saves you now. Amen. Jesus is now here to pick you up, to pick you up, to pick you up. And He will walk with you through life and talk with you. and you will become a citizen of the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's close our eyes in prayer. Oh Lord, I want to thank you for every person who has heard the gospel. The simple yet powerful eternal gospel. And Lord, I pray that nobody may leave here with a no in his heart. Let everybody say yes. Those that have never said it, and those that are backsliders, let them say yes to Jesus again. While all our eyes are closed and we are in the holy presence of God, I want to ask, who is here tonight who wants to say yes? I want to say yes to Jesus and receive him as my Savior. I want to become a child of God. I want him to forgive me my sins and to receive me as his child. Then I want to pray for you right now. Just lift your hand as a sign so that I can see, acknowledge it, and pray for you. Just wave your hand, please. If you want to say yes to Jesus, wave your hand that I can see it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Right at the back, right here in front, to my left, to my right, I tell you, I think the devil has already prepared some accommodation for some people in hell, and he will have to cancel it because you are changing direction. You are on your way to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. I want everybody to stand. And this is how we are going to do now. All of you who raised their hands or should have raised your hands, if you really want to say yes to Jesus, receive him as your Savior, then quickly come forward. I'm waiting for you here. And I want to pray for you right here, right now. This is the last chance to receive Jesus as your Savior in this gospel campaign. Please come forward. You may say, I don't belong to the Christian religion. You are especially welcome. Jesus loves you. First, I want to pray for you to get saved. Afterwards, we will pray for the sick. And Jesus will save and heal gloriously and mightily. Push forward. Make your way. I'm waiting now while we are singing. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come forward, come. Roll at the cross. So welcome, come, just come.
There's room
at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Come in Jesus' name.
Millions have come. There's room
for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. People are pushing forward. You join them. If you haven't said yes to Jesus, this is your turn. Jesus is calling you. Come right from the back. Jesus is waiting for you here. Come now. There is still room. Just keep on coming. Ushers, make sure that they can come forward. Left or right. Karabashi falama sebo robo boko shianda. Kolobo si kalala vashian talavasia karabaki.
Jesus, give him your life today.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. God bless you.
Unto Jesus, give him your life today.
God bless you, sir.
Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way.
Could you come a bit closer? There are many more who want to come.
Come unto Jesus, give him your life today. Come unto Jesus, let him have his way.
Keep on coming, we sing it once again.
Come unto Jesus. Your life today, come unto Jesus, let him have his way.
I'm an evangelist, and I believe I've got an evangelist's anointing from the Holy Spirit, and I feel and I hear the Holy Spirit put an anxiety in my heart for some who are standing out there who have resisted already 5 times. The Holy Spirit says, young man, you have resisted the call of God's love 5 times. And thus saith the Lord, tonight I call you for the last time. For the last time in this world. Your ears will never again hear the gospel if you don't come now and respond to the call of the love of God. Come forward now. Come forward. This is very urgent. Very urgent. Bring your girlfriend along with you at the same time. Jesus is calling you. Let's sing it again. Come unto Jesus.
Come unto
come while we sing.
Jesus, give him your
come in the name of Jesus.
Today. Come unto Jesus.
Come in Jesus' name.
Come unto Jesus. Come unto Jesus.
God bless you.
Let him have his way.
For the very last time, come. Come. You come to Jesus. You don't come to a man. Come now.
Let him have his way.
They're still coming. Please keep on coming. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. And you backsliders, you better come. You better come. Now I want to speak to those that did come. Put your hands down and listen to me. Now the great moment has come. For you to pass from death to life. From the power of Satan unto the power of God. And the key to this transition is not the name of a church. It is the name above all names, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! And now, you are going to call on that name. And I will assist you. Amen? And the moment the miracle of salvation is going to take place, deep down in your heart, and all the garbage of sin that has collected in your life is going to be wiped out because of the power of the blood of Jesus. And my Bible says that God remembers your sin no more. And if God refuses to remember your sin, you also are invited no more to remember your sins. Amen. This is the miracle of salvation. I want you to close your eyes, and if you can manage, lift your hands to heaven. Now we will call on the name of Jesus for salvation. I want all the people of God, wherever you are, also lift up your hands if there are holy hands. And I want everybody to repeat this prayer in support of those who pray it here in front, loud and clear. Heaven will hear it. Jesus is here to respond. And while we pray it, all the bondages of Satan and his evil spirits and all curses that Satan brought on you and your family will be broken, and you will receive eternal life through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let us pray now. Say, dear Lord Jesus Christ, I have heard your word and respond to it. I now call on your name. The only name by which I can be saved. Jesus Christ. Son of God. Save my soul now. I confess my sins to you. I repent of my sins. Forgive me all my sins. And wash me with your precious blood. I now put my faith alone in you. I believe with my heart what I now speak with my mouth. I have said yes to Jesus forever, for time and eternity. I believe with my heart what I confess with my mouth. Jesus is now my Savior. I am a child of God. I believe it. I receive it. And I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And now open your mouth and let Jesus hear your voice. Thank him for your salvation. Wherever you are, let Jesus hear your voice. Say thank you for your salvation. Say, thank you, Jesus. I am saved. You have saved me. You, the power of your name has saved me. It is the only name. I have embraced you. I have received you. I am a child of God. Come on, let's worship the Lord. All of us, let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Karaboshi faramasandia. Korobobo koryanti lelebekoshi kalalavasantia ya. Korobo shia palavaselelebekosiantarapatia. Karaboboshi lavaseryantua. In the name of Jesus, I set all the captives free. In the name of Jesus, I break all bondages of drug addiction, of alcoholism. I break all bondages, all mental chains in the name of Jesus. I cast out every unclean spirit. In the name of Jesus, I set people free. I set people free from all the chains that Satan put on you. Be free in Jesus' name. If therefore the Son of Man shall set you free, you are free indeed. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you may put your hands down. Listen. How many of you here believe that Jesus has now saved you? Shout, I believe. I'm a child of God. Amen. Heaven is rejoicing. The angels are celebrating on the streets of gold for sinners that have come home. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Let's give a big, big clap for Jesus as he has never had this week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 Amen! Okay. You're wonderful people. I love you. I truly do. You're all precious. One on one. You are very, very precious to Jesus. Amen. And I love you. Really, I do love you. Listen, we want to help you on this new way with Jesus. Amen. And I have written a little booklet that I want to give you as a gift. It's called Now That You Are Saved. If you have received Jesus as your Savior during this week and you fail to get your copy, you are also entitled to get your copy now. The counselors are waiting for you on that side and on that side. And I'm asking all of you, please, for your own self's sake and for you to receive this gift, please, maybe half from here, just go over there, and the other half, go over there, and then you come back, and then we pray for the sick. Is that fine with you? Please, this. Would you just turn that side and follow the brothers there? And you turn over and follow that side. Give them a hand as they are going. You are wonderful people. God bless you. Please. And then we will pray for the sick. All right? All right? Please. A counselor is going to give it to you. Vanjie, let's rejoice and let's sing. Hey!
I am a new creation.
No more in condemnation.
Amen. We're going to sing it again in a moment and rejoice in the Lord. Before we do, I just have a very important announcement. We need Mrs. Rita Cresswell. Mrs. Rita Cresswell, please make yourself known to our security folk right away up on the hill at the back there. We need to talk to you urgently. So Rita Cresswell, please get yourself up there right away, and we thank you very much for that. All right, now come on, let's worship the Lord together as we continue.
New creation,
yes,
no more incarnation.
Amen. I can feel a wonderful anointing of the Holy Spirit here. How many of you feel a wonderful anointing of the Holy Spirit here? Amen. Oh, I've been praying so much. I want to see people jump out of their wheelchairs. I want to see people leave their crutches and be healed, because it's all included in that what Jesus did when he cried out on the cross, "It is finished." Hallelujah. Anyone who believes that Jesus saves must needs believe that Jesus heals. It's a package. It's a package. Who forgiveth all your sins, who healeth all your diseases. Do you believe that? Karababashi pareposika. Koloboshi parafariam palalabasiantua. Revelation chapter 5. Let me put it this way. John had a big problem. A big problem that he couldn't solve. And he says, "I wept." And then came a voice saying, "John, weep not. Look up, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed." Hallelujah. And I want to say to you now, look up. Jesus has prevailed. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is your Savior. Jesus is your deliverer. Jesus is your healer. And we are going to worship now. If you know how to worship the Lord in the Holy Spirit and in truth, I want you to do it now. And then expect your miracle to take place now. And after this prayer, do something you couldn't do before. You will walk without your crutches. You will walk without your stick. Do something. Amen. If you couldn't bend, you will bend, but do something you couldn't do before. Stand up in the name of Jesus. And you will see that the power of God will kick into gear. Amen. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. And then when you have the evidence of your healing, I want you to come here to the side and you will come up to the platform and we are going to give the glory to God. And those people who were there yesterday and we no more had time to give their testimony, you come already now in Jesus' name. We are going to call on the name of Jesus now for healing. Please put your hand on the sick part of your body. How many people are sick? Put up one hand. Even in the crowd over there, just keep your hand up for a moment. If you are a spirit-filled child of God, you see a sick man or woman, boy or girl next to you, in faith, just lay your hand on that person. That is the extended hand of Jesus. Amen. Jesus instructed us to do it. He said, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It doesn't need my hand, just any hand of one who believes that Jesus is here to fulfill his word. Amen. And the other hand, just lift up to heaven if you don't mind. Let's begin to worship in the Holy Spirit. Let's open our mouths and let's worship in the Holy Spirit. Karabandi alabashi parabandi andorosori. Inurubondi alabarreboshi andalabarrebosori. Inurubondi alabashi parabasevitia. Inurubondi alabashi E gole a massariana ma che ti avossa la mamma mia e carrevo. Oh, I praise you, Lord, I praise you, Lord. Passi polomoshi kalalala marrebo boshi palavasa mariandro tua. Che le decoria sianta lalalala magiaia. Alleluia. Ora boshi palamasi kalalala mandiam toloboshi arasai. Alleluia. Spirit of God. Keep on praising the Lord. The Holy Spirit is a healing spirit. In the name of Jesus, the name that is above all names, the only name given under heaven by which we can be saved. And salvation includes healing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, move over the sick people now. The oppressed, the possessed, the bound, the frustrated. In the name of Jesus, blind eyes open now. In the name of Jesus, paralysis, I command you to disappear. I hear the Holy Spirit say paralysis. People are healed from paralysis. If you're paralyzed, move your legs. Move your arms. Life comes into lifeless limbs now. Your miracle has happened right here, right here. Look at that woman here. In the name of Jesus, blind eyes open. In the name of Jesus, put your crutches away and walk without your crutches. In the name of Jesus, I come against all pains. Be healed from your pains. Be healed from epilepsy. Be healed from ulcers. Be healed from tumors. Be healed from multiple sclerosis. Be healed from the effects of stroke. In the name of Jesus, be healed from the effects of accidents. Now in Jesus' name, take that first step by faith in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, let life flow now into lifeless bodies. Oh, heal the sick children that have been brought. Now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' mighty name. Now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Oh, the power of God is moving all over. Let's worship in the Holy Spirit. 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 Let's have music, Vanji. Karamarabasi poloboshiantoa. Karebobonia roboshi alabasi barabaturasi. O Rama Mariando loboshi akarabasi barabate nosu. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walk in Jesus' name. Walk. Look at this year. Come up, come up, come up. Come up. Bring a witness. Come up. Look at what Jesus is doing. Yes, walk in Jesus' name. Look at this, look at this. Yes, the power of God is in action. Come up, young man. Stand up in Jesus' name. Rise and be healed in Jesus' name. Gold and silver have I none, but such as I have give I unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Lady, walk without your frame. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I want that other lady that came with her crutches. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What happened to you?
Well, I've just had an operation for spondylosis of the spine, but the pain hadn't gone. I've been tired out all day and on the journey here, and I was, even just now when the people were coming to the Lord, I
saw that you were slain in the spirit there. What happened?
I don't know. The pain just went out of my back.
Hallelujah! Close your eyes. The power of God is here. Close your eyes. I'm going to pray for you. The power of God is going to come on you now. Just make sure. In the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah! What happened? Tell us what happened.
I've been ventilated 5 times and they brought me round and I'm on oxygen and nebulizer and I'm on tablets for my lungs to keep them open. But today I haven't had any of my tablets. I've had no oxygen. I've had no nebulizer and I'm fit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I tell you, the power of God is here in Birmingham. The city of music is becoming the city of the power of God. I feel such a powerful anointing here. I'm going to touch her. And the power of God is going to come on you. Close your eyes in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Here is a special, special miracle. Hallelujah! Hey. What happened?
I was attacked at the end of last year, and somebody jumped on my ankle and broke it. It's all pinned and screwed and everything, and I've never been able to walk.
You were screwed up.
Yeah, totally screwed. Totally screwed up. My muscles were just totally seized. They just wouldn't work. I couldn't walk. It's been getting worse and worse and worse all day, but I knew it would happen because I dreamt it. About a week ago, I had a dream that I stood here and I spoke to you.
Hallelujah! What happened now when we prayed?
I don't know. It just went all warm right up my leg, and I felt it loosen, and I thought, yeah.
Do you want to see her jump? Jump in Jesus' name. Run! Run! Run back! Is that wonderful? Is that wonderful? Hallelujah! Hey! Huh? I keep them as a souvenir. Hallelujah! Let the devil go on crutches. Close your eyes, you are going to receive more. She's going to receive the power of the Holy Spirit right now. If you believe it, stretch forth your hand. I feel such a powerful anointing. Now, Lord Jesus, you've healed her body. Now fill her with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to jump and I want to rejoice. Vanji, come on, let's sing and let's dance and let's... Come on, come on, come on.
Of glory in your life, he lives. Establish in you. Arise, I'm in you. Arise. Rejoice.
Hey.
He lives.
Standing right in front here. I just hear that he hasn't walked for 20 years. Look, he's standing here. 20 years, he didn't walk?
No. For the last 20 years, no walk.
Is that wonderful? If I were you, I would say, Jesus, if you heal others, don't pass me by. I also need a miracle. Why don't you cry out to Jesus? I also need a miracle. Amen. Look at this miracle here. Tell us what was wrong.
I have rheumatical arthritis in my hands and my legs. I've not been able to clench my fists for over a year now. And now I've got a bit of blessing now, and I can start moving my fists and my fingers now.
Move them. Look at this hands. Is that wonderful? Hallelujah. Hey. You are going to become so strong. Amen. You love the Lord Jesus?
Yes, I do.
I can see that. Close your eyes. I'm going to pray for you. Father, I thank you. Let him lay hold on you now. And let him receive in Jesus' name. The power of the Holy Spirit flow through your whole body, spirit and soul, in Jesus' name. Say amen. 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 Hallelujah. How many of you have received a miracle yet this evening? You know that Jesus has healed you. If you've got a testimony to the glory of God, just come to this side. Come and tell us. Come and tell us. Come and tell us quickly. Very, very quickly. Amen. Look how these people are shining. Their faces are shining. Amen. Praise God. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to sing once more. And in a few minutes, I will come down and I want to pray especially for those people here in front that need the power of God desperately. Amen. I love you very much. I wished I could come and spend an hour with one of you, all of you, each. That's not possible. But I can only do so much, and Jesus is doing everything. Say amen. Amen. Are you happy? Yes. Come on, let's sing and let's rejoice. Let's sing and let's rejoice. Somebody's being healed from a hole in the heart. Somebody's being healed from a hole in the heart right now. I'm not saying this to impress people. I say this because the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. And you will know the truth of it. And your doctor will confirm it. In the name of Jesus. We don't do this here, you know, just to sweep people. This is not sweeping people up. I am not coming from Hollywood. I'm coming from Calvary. Amen. This is not a show. This is the demonstration of the power of Jesus Christ, whom I love with all my heart, and I'm willing to live and die for him. Tell us, what did Jesus do for you?
I had a spine problem on and off for 16 years. I should be on my back at home on the Isle of Wight. But today I was healed. And someone asked me, why do I know I'm healed? I said, because I'm not in pain anymore. And I can bend.
You couldn't bend before?
No. No.
You want to see her bend? Hey! Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? What is your husband going to say when he sees you can bend and you're without pain?
Well, I should be able to hit him now, won't I?
Huh?
I should be able to hit him now, won't I?
I didn't catch that. I think it's just as good. Amen. Is Jesus wonderful? I want to pray for you. Close your eyes. You love Jesus, don't you? Father, I thank you. You have healed her. Now let the power of the Holy Spirit just flow from head to toe in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
He should be on medication. He forgot his medication in Wales. He was in awful pain in the caravan. And he came up. He was touching the pain.
This is a Welsh man. Diolch iddo. Is that right? You know, that's what I learned as a teenager when I was in Wales. What was wrong with you?
For the last...
Now listen to this. This is holy forgetfulness. Tell us.
For the last 4 years, I've been suffering with a complaint called leukemia. I've been on 11 tablets, 4 times a day, and 2 injections. I came up to Birmingham from South Wales today, and when I got here, I realized I've not got my medication. I've been in a lot of pain, but I've suffered. I spent a couple of hours in the van sleeping because of the strain. A lot of my colleagues don't know what I've been suffering from. I've been over there behind the toilets crying in pain. I've been ashamed to admit this. And I didn't want no one to see me. But when the prayers started tonight, I lifted up my heart to Jesus. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wonderful. Praise God. What happened?
I've got no pain. My stomach is not on fire. And I've been on fire all day. I didn't know how I was going to drive the vehicle back home with my friends, because I'm the only driver. And I prayed that God would give me the strength to drive that van home. But I'm driving it home with no fire in my body, because I know.
Amen. Are you happy? This man is happy. He's crying. A Welshman doesn't cry easily. But when the Holy Spirit touches a man like this, we are all like children, aren't we? Sir,
I know.
You are going to go back to your doctor, and he's going to make tests, and he will confirm that Jesus has healed him from leukemia. Yeah. Leukemia! Yeah. In Jesus' name, close your eyes. The power of God is on you. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the power of the Holy Spirit flow through him now. And I thank you, Lord, that this is a perfect healing. Receive in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will drive home rejoicing, and he won't overlook any traffic light. Amen. God bless you. What happened to you?
Well, I took an overdose last month, and it took a quarter of my liver away, and it affected my kidneys as well. The past few days, I've been in a lot of pain. Tonight, I got prayed for, and it just went. The pain just went away.
You see, she got an overdosage now of the power of God, and that was the antidote to any drug that she took.
Saved last night as well.
And listen, last night she received Jesus as her Savior.
Yay.
She's passed from death to life and from the power of Satan unto God. People of Birmingham, are you happy?
Yay.
Amen. Yay. Do you want me to lay hands on you and pray for you? Hey, something is going to happen right now. Close your eyes. The power of God is here. Lord, I thank you for this young lady. You have saved her. You have healed her. Now fill her with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Huh? Can she hear? Come here. Come here. Here? Here? What was wrong with her?
She was deaf from birth.
Totally deaf?
Totally deaf.
Isn't Jesus wonderful? You are the aunt. This lady is the aunt. Couldn't hear anything. How did you find out that she could hear now?
Well, I just said Maria, and she turned around after we had prayed.
Call her. Maria. Let me test her once more. Do this. Can she? Do you hear? Do you hear? Do this. Maria? Maria? Well, I can't figure it out altogether. Just, Sonia, you call her again from the back. Maria. She hears. Amen. She didn't understand my game, but she hears.
Yes.
Isn't that true? Lord, I bless this little girl, Maria, in the name of Jesus. And I bless the aunt in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen. Does he belong to you as well? Lord, I bless this sweet little boy in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. You know what I want to do? I want to sing from the bottom of my heart with all of you together. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art! Lift your hands and lift your voices.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
I'm very happy.
How great thou art.
Let him walk here. Let him walk.
How great thou art.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who have not yet have their healings manifested. In the name of Jesus, we keep on trusting you. Because your word says that nobody will be ashamed who puts his trust in the Lord. And Lord, I pray that they may not feel frustrated, but that they may continue trusting and believing and praising you, because Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Hallelujah. I want to go down and I want to pray for these dear people now. And we're going to continue to sing. I'm handing over to Oliver. Amen. Let's rejoice in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing. Let's praise the Lord. Vance, what have you got? Jesus is the rock of my salvation. You know it by now. Come on, let's rejoice in it. Sing it. Let's praise Him.
Jesus be the rock of my salvation.